We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're back. It is Marks and Reese broadcasting live this week from Radio Row in Phoenix. WIP goes to AZ. Championship coverage brought to you by SEPTA, the Philly way to go. John Marks, Ike Reese, Jack Fritz. Elliot was here. He had to go get ready for media day, I guess.
Yeah, get mentally prepared. Right. Find his new suit. Maybe redo the hair. You ever notice how he wears his headphones to make sure it doesn't screw
up
his hair? Yeah.
No, because it does. The hair definitely gets whatever, but, you know. That's he wears them so it hits the back of his head.
Yes.
Because it's perfect.
Elliot cares about his appearance.
We've been over that, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we're getting there.
You know. So are you going to go over, Jack? Top five coming up in a second. You're going to go to media?
Yeah.
Media night?
Yeah, I'll mess around a little bit.
All right.
See how it goes. I mean, I figure if you're at the Super Bowl, you got to check out some stuff.
Yeah, all right.
Ellie granted me access to go with him, which is nice of him.
Didn't really need his permission to go, though.
No, I didn't. I didn't. But he seemed a little defensive, like walking over with me looking like this versus.
All right, well, you have time to change.
Nah, but this is the nicest shirt I brought.
That's probably what
is that what you're doing?
Yeah, it's probably the nicest thing I wore. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So. He's not changing clothes twice.
No. He doesn't have triple outfits?
Yeah, he's not doing that.
No.
Yeah,
now, will you sleep in that outfit tonight, or did you bring
– No, I got some Vaseline that I need to put on my feet, and then – I'll be all good to
so
go.
I do not have the regular attire that I wear to bed at home. I don't have the long sleeves and so I have long pants to wear to sleep,
right.
But I don't have the long sleeve sweatshirts to wear to bed.
What the hell are we talking about?
I'm
right
not
Super Bowl week.
We're live at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's ready for
what
Eagles.
What the hell
Chiefs.
Are we talking about right now?
You're damn right. The top five at five is what we're talking about coming up here with Jack Fritz live from Radio Row, and it's sponsored by United Tire. Stop in your local United Tire today for the best tire prices anywhere. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Top 5-5.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but people have started to gather around. They know about the legend of the top 5-5, even though it's technically the top 3-3.
Yeah.
Because it's 3 o'clock right now.
Yeah.
But – people are excited here in Arizona. So what I have for you today is a re-ranking, frankly, of the top five softest fan bases / teams.
Ah, softest fan bases.
Yeah, in pro sports, because there's been a new addition that, frankly, I didn't see coming.
Neither did I.
And we'll get to that in this top five. The fifth softest fan base is the New Orleans Saints. They had a parade after the Nickell Roby Coleman blow up thing saying that they really should have won that Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And if you remember, Alvin Kamara, after the Eagles won the Super Bowl, did a whole thing about how they weren't that good and then, you know, they feel like they're the best team in the NFC. The Saints, their players, their fans, all combined. I mean, the fact that Taysom Hill is a Saint makes them even more soft. They come in at number five on my list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Taysom Hill, who was running for a touchdown.
Who Jonathan Gannon couldn't figure out.
Couldn't stop him.
The city's defensive coordinator.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised at the Saints being on your list.
Well, the fact that, you know, the parade, which I forgot about. They had a parade when they lost is bad. And the Alvin Kamara thing from a couple years ago where he's salty about the – teams just seem salty at the Eagles' success.
Yeah, they do.
They do. The fourth softest fan base, and this is strictly because of one video – and that is the San Diego Padres. You know, that's what's in.
That's what's in's guy.
Yeah, I mean,
was that the same? That's what's in.
That's remember the video?
What's in.
Yeah.
Oh, that was terrible. No, I remember the video. I just don't remember what.
What is it like? Bryce is gonna lose. Let's go, Goose.
Yeah, let's go, that's Goose. What's in.
Hey, come on. You can't be a tough fan base in warm
that
climates.
Was terrible, yeah.
Well, just so, I mean, just for the record, they hated that guy and that song. I'm sure they did.
They did, yeah.
Well, because they put a bullseye on their back,
yes,
you know?
Yes, exactly. Like, and it's a terrible representation.
Terrible.
Of the city, yeah.
And then the guy got some media attention. Then he was on every radio show and TV shows, and he's doing remixes.
Yes.
Yeah.
What a talent. The third softest fan base, this started a couple years ago when the Eagles tanked the last game of the season, and the New York Giants really thought that they had a chance to do something special with that football team led by Joe Judge. But, you know, really cemented it, you know, these last little couple of weeks. Eagles bury them. But heading into that game, they did the whole, Daniel Jones, you know, he could be the guy. He's just as good as Jalen. Ridiculous. It's just sad to see a fan base that was once so proud be relegated to such averageness. You know what I mean? Like, the fact that they can't see that Daniel Jones is not that good, but they are convinced he could be the best quarterback in the NFC.
It is sad.
It is sad.
No, because, I mean, they're a blue blood franchise, right? Like, the Super Bowls and everything else. I mean, honestly, on a text chain of friends, my friend that's a Giant fan, He didn't hear from him after the Giant-Eagle game, and then he reappeared and act like the game didn't happen, and he never commented on it.
Nice.
It's like, hey, hang on, where you been? Where you been, Jay?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I was like, yeah.
Well, when you think about it with the Giants, and you think about their history, especially since the 80s, they've never had a great quarterback.
No. Nope.
Like, Giants fans ought to be used to this.
Think
about it. They won four Super Bowls with four guys that are, I don't care if Eli Manning's name is Eli Manning. The fact that he has a career record that's below 500, thanks to Ben McAdoo. Yeah, Bob McAdoo was a basketball
player.
Ben McAdoo.
James Michael McAdoo.
You know, Eli was the best of a mediocre quarterback. Like, he was an average quarterback. That's what he was. And that's what they've had. They won with Hosteller. Phil Simms wasn't anything special as a quarterback, right? Like, they've always – and think about all the quarterbacks they've had since Phil Simms. Like, all these quarterbacks, Dave Brown.
Kerry Collins.
Kerry Collins, Kent Graham. Like, they've never had a great quarterback, ever.
And Eli is the one – he's the best.
He's below 500.
Yeah, which is outrageous.
What a franchise. The second softest fan base / team. This was – I never thought it could be topped. But how the Minnesota Vikings acted after they got the beat down here, 38-7 a couple years ago.
Yeah.
You know, the hats were being thrown in the toilet.
The urinal.
Like, don't go in there. It's like a gang.
If you go into so mad.
And like, just the Go Birds kid right in the lady's face.
Right.
The Minnesota Viking fan base, they still cry about it. You know, they did the skull chant at Rocky Steps. They dressed up Rocky.
Ungood.
And they didn't handle the beatdown very well. They didn't handle the Foles chants very well. And it was one of the softer things I've seen from afar is the Vikings fan base.
Yeah, agree.
Yeah. Agreed. I mean, listen, those Minnesotans, man, they're just nice people.
Well, they're
man.
Too close to Canada.
Yeah,
like, that's their issue.
They're not used to the aggression, man.
No. And neither was the number one fan base on my list, which, frankly, I thought was a tougher franchise and a tougher fan base. That would be the San Francisco 49ers. And shout out to Brandon Ayuk, who had some interesting comments to say about the Eagles team this year.
Hypothetically speaking, if I were going to bet on this game, I would go take everything that I own, get it in cash, and put my money on Kansas City Chiefs.
Ooh.
Like I said, I'm not going to talk about Philly. Look at me. I'm sitting on the couch. I had no room to talk about nobody playing next week. But like I said, I got the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs, I don't know. They talk about them being a good defense. I'm not too sure. I'm not sure. I think the pass game, this Kansas City pass game will expose what we thought we were going to be able to expose before some unfortunate circumstances happen. So we'll see. But like I said, you got to get lucky to win the Super Bowl. And they just got extremely lucky last week. So who's to say they can't do it twice?
Yeah, they got extremely lucky.
Yeah.
And they knocked your quarterbacks out of the game.
Yep. But I mean, not even just Brandon Ayuk. I mean, Fred Warner's wife is melting down about the Eagles fans. Joey Bosa, who's a Niner by association, you know, couldn't handle the fan base.
Listen, when you come into the NFC Championship game, just be prepared. There was a Niners fan out there that put a video out on Twitter just telling you what you should expect if you come in as an Eagles fan. I mean, as an opposing team's fan, when you come into an Eagles stadium, that you got to be mentally prepared. You got to have tough skin, all those things, because you know you're not going to get a friendly, warm welcoming. Now, listen, I don't advocate any type of violence or any physicality where you got to touch anybody. I don't advocate any of that. And quite frankly, listen, cursing at women and kids, that's a little. That makes my skin crawl a little bit.
Yep.
But you're going to get heckled.
Yep.
As a fan.
It's so not a warm, cozy environment.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to get heckled.
You need to be able to be prepared for that. So I don't know how you prepare for it, but you need to be prepared for that if you come here, especially in an NFC title game. This isn't some preseason game or some game in September.
Yep.
Like, it's the NFC championship.
Well, what's interesting is that you have to almost balance your ability to give it back to the fan. Because if you give it back to us, like Kate Upton in the World Series, I thought was hilarious.
Right.
And
you can't get mad and react in anger to what Eagles fans are saying or do to you.
You got
to
kind of give it back a little bit.
Got to give it back a little bit. In
football, fans are a little more aggressive than
they
baseball.
Are. But in that video that you referenced, I think he was like, yeah, I had fun with it, played along with it, chirped him back a little bit. It's like a respect thing.
Yep.
Which is kind of
right, but the one thing that the 49ers fans, because we had our sister station from San Francisco, those morning hosts were
just as soft.
Yeah, I mean they're coming in like in embracing the whole thing. We're going into Philly. We're going to put the jersey on Rocky.
Yeah.
We're taking over the town, and then they get smoked and they lose. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the Eagles fans are giving it to them.
Well, and they gave out their seats on Joe and John. You know, like, of course people are going to.
Right. They played it up.
They did.
They played it
up. Which is smart until
that game happened. Yeah. Guided door and window. Take advantage of their big winter sale through the month of February. 40% off all windows and doors. 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. All right, let's get some phone calls. Brian's calling from Glen Olden. Brian, go ahead, buddy. What's going on? We want to punch him up there, Tuck. I may or may
Yo,
not
can
be.
You hear me now?
I gotcha. How are you?
Yeah. What's up,
Yo,
dude?
What's going on? So every time I want to get at ESP, he's never on the air. Yo, man, I didn't originally call up here to talk about him, but this dude, like, he takes the F out of fun and the J out of joy. I swear to God. Even going all the way back to the preseason, this dude is such a flip-flopper. One caller called up and said that he's like a politician. He's absolutely right. This dude wants to have, like, a scapegoat just in case. First, Jalen is not a good quarterback. Then Jalen is a good quarterback. Then the Eagles can win this game. Oh, no, it's a possibility. They might lose. And if they lose, it's okay that we lose because we're going to lose to Andy Reid. This dude, somebody like him and what's the new morning dude name?
Joe
DeCamera. They are running neck to neck for my least favorite personalities on this radio station. Just for that reason,
well,
they both
flip
off.
That's
for the guy.
Brian,
I'm on the station. I want to have some good vibes because I really do think.
But what if it's their truth, Brian? What if it's their truth?
What if it's who truth?
What if it's their truth? Their truth is they think they might lose.
Well, Brian, I mean,
any given Sunday, somebody can win or lose. You're not really saying much. But when you go on and say, oh, it's okay to lose because we'll be losing to Andy Reid, that's just like saying it's okay that I'm going to get an STD from this chick versus that chick.
Well, yeah, that's exactly. I was thinking the same thing, but I just didn't. Well, there you go.
Well.
And yeah, I think all Elliot's trying to say is that a lot of people are coming into this week feeling really confident about this win, and he thinks he said a coin flip 51-49. He's in Chiefs' favor right now.
Yeah, but he's also trying to condition people to prepare for a loss, and it's okay, and we're not having that.
No, after calling them one of the most dominant teams ever.
We're not having to prepare for a loss. Prepare to have your heart broken Sunday, and it's okay. No.
Yeah.
And that's the way I hear. That's what I hear. I hear Elliott saying, yeah, go ahead, get hit in the jaw.
Lose, it's okay. You're
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, it's okay. You're fine.
You're losing
yeah.
Andy Reid.
Yeah.
It's okay.
No, it's not okay.
You've had much worse loss in your career. Damon from East Norriton, who is the Commander fan, who is still is still mad and jealous because he knew the Eagles were going to be going to the Super Bowl. Damon, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. How you doing, gentlemen?
Doing
well.
What's
up, Damon?
I'm all right. Gangster scumbags, all that. Elliot.
Oh, wow.
You are 100% correct. You know, the problem with Philadelphia is that it's a fan base of just delusional fans, and you're like the only one pragmatic. Especially on the station right now, you know, personally, I think that Patrick Mahomes, even the question of Patrick Mahomes not being better than Jalen Hurts is ignorance. Okay, there's no point in the game is going to come down to one thing, and it's going to be the scramble drill. They're going to beat up the box. It's going to come down to scramble drills, and whatever secondary can hold down the longest. And unfortunately, it's not going to be the Eagles because y'all got slow-ass Slay back there, and he's going to be getting
– So they have better corners? The Niners have better corners, Damon?
No, not at all. Not at all, but they can hold longer. Like, Juju Smith is going to body you. Kelsey's going to body you. You know, it's a fan base that has been winning you these games being that 12th man, and that's just not going to happen in Arizona anymore. Like, simple as that.
All right. All right, Damon. Coming from a Commander fan. Thank you. Lewis, West Philly. What's up, Lou?
Hey, guys. Give me one second. Let me take you off speaker.
You got it, Lewis. What's going on, man? Lewis.
Yeah, can you hear me?
We can.
All right, cool. Same thing, similar to one of the other callers said. I didn't want to originally call up to argue or be upset with EFP. I originally wanted to call up to tell Ike that he was blinking too much on Eagles game plan the other night, and I thought it was weird. But, you know, I love you, Ike. I still watch the
Let's start with that.
Glad we're getting the important things out of the way.
Yeah.
I love you, Ike. You know, I wanted to call you up, but, you know. Yeah, it was a lot. I mean, I don't know if it was too much, but I was like, I don't know if it's something in his eye. I was worried about you. That's all.
Dry eye?
Yeah, I don't know. It was a lot of blinks.
I didn't realize it. Okay.
It's okay. I still love you. It was a great episode. Here's what you got to do with ESP, because everyone is correct as far as the politician thing. You have to nail him down on a point. So if you're going to say, ESP, that it's okay for the Eagles to lose, you have to expand on why that is. So if you're going to say no one should be calling for jobs, or you shouldn't be saying don't pay Jalen, or you have to give us something that you're alluding
to. Right, that's understandable, exactly. Yeah.
So because that would be something, yeah, like you're saying, that would be something that we agree to. But when Ike said it, and this is why I called, when ESP and Ike went back and forth a little bit about this, when he said they can both play their A games and it's still a coin flip, that's just not true. And you can't explain it to be true. Because if you can look at me in the eye as a person who recognizes the game of football and say that the Kansas City Chiefs roster is better than the Eagles roster, I'm going to call you a fool. So now that we know that the Eagles roster is better than the Chiefs roster, if they both, all things being equal, besides that, if they both play equal games, the Eagles should win the game. Which means then, if they lose the game, you should be disappointed in the outcome as far as the effort put forth are the Eagles, because that means they did not play up to their capability.
Right.
Now that makes sense. That's understandable right there. You know, I don't know what the hell Elliott's talking about.
Well, apparently he's ready for the Eagles to lose the Super Bowl. And that could be the only thing.
He's
okay
just saying
with it.
It's you take pride in losing to Andy
Reid.
Sometimes
he said it's okay to lose to Andy Reid. That's what he said.
It's a great head coach, great quarterback combo.
There's no
shame in losing to Andy.
Two things can be right. It is a great coach and quarterback combo. I agree with you all. It doesn't make it okay to lose.
It does not make it okay to lose.
Exactly.
It doesn't. But it could happen.
Yes,
it could happen.
It could happen.
But
yeah.
Joe DeCamber said today he's not emotionally prepared for the Eagles losing. Might want to start just realizing that this isn't an absolute virtual lock.
No, hell no.
That the Eagles are winning this game.
Nah, no.
And no one should be shocked if indeed the Eagles don't win this, right? Like, I'm not gonna be shocked. I'll be disappointed. It's a point. The line's a point and a half. They opened up as underdogs, so it's not like they're a prohibitive favorite in this game. To where it's like, no, man, like they should win this game 7 out of 7 days a week. No, like.
So what are you guys doing? Preparing us for defeat? Is we being let down easy here? Is
yeah, I'm trying
what's
to.
What's going on right now?
I'm trying to
like,
let you
yeah,
down
like,
easy.
What are we talking about right now, man?
Well, what I'm saying is that I don't think this can be mentioned enough. Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid are the quarterback head coach combination that you're going up against in the Super Bowl that has success, that has experience, and I don't think that can be talked about enough.
But I think it can on our airways. It can't be talked about too much because it would come off as if whomever is deciding to speak that much about it, that you believe that's who's going to win.
Right.
So I'm just envisioning our listening audience that they're excited about the Eagles this week and they don't want to be led down a path to where they should be preparing for a loss. They want confidence that they're going to win this week. They don't want to be told prepare for a loss. You know, don't get your hopes too high because this thing may not go your way. They have seen the impossible done. They've seen a Super Bowl won already. So when you look at this week, I think we all know that Andy and Pat Mahomes are great. But it doesn't mean greatness can't be defeated. We've seen it. We've done it. And Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, great. Like, and they defeated Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
Right.
So if I'm sitting back and I'm listening, I'm saying to myself, yeah, I know they got a good football team, but so do we. And not a good football team that's some I don't know, Cinderella story where they got a legitimate, if you put it on paper, if you look at the players, you're like, these aren't one-year wonder guys. Like, these guys got resumes. They've been doing it. It's just because the quarterback has exceeded a lot of expectations, and we didn't expect him to be in the Super Bowl. I think we all – and maybe Nick Sirianni, too, to a degree, as the head coach. I think we sort of look at that and we say, is this really happening? Like, is this supposed to happen as soon as it has happened? And I think that catches us off guard a little bit. But the good thing is – these players believe, like they don't think they don't belong here, like and I think the quarterback has a lot to do with that, the way that he carries himself, and then you got the veterans on the team that have won the Super Bowl before. Hell, even in bringing in a guy like Ndamukong Suh, that's somebody else that's won a ring already. So, does it mean that the Eagles are guaranteed to win the game Sunday? No, of course not. I would tell you that. I think it's going to be a close game. I just think in the end. In the end, the talent that we have eventually will make a play somewhere that the guys that they don't have on Kansas City can make. Yeah, and that could be our offense or defense.
Yep. All right, Mark Sabrese text line coming up. Tom Brady in the booth. We hear from Tom Brady in the booth next year. Will we?
Okay, will we hear from Tom
Brady?
That's
coming up next.
Tom Brady. Will we hear from him Sunday?
I'm sure he'll be around.
Yeah. I mean, put him in the studio or something. Start earning that money, man.
You would think that if they wanted to start promoting him to be on the air next year, he'd be involved in Super Bowl coverage.
Something. It's on Fox.
It's on Fox.
Yeah.
You would think they would want to promote his for the $37.5 million guy. All right, so that's coming
Ooh,
up
that's
next.
Good money.
Your phone calls Not as bad. Well. It is Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. We're live on Radio Row in Phoenix, Arizona. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, guys, this Valentine's Day, give her the next best thing to wear, nothing at all, with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram. We're talking sexy, sultry, naturally nude pajamas. They feel just like her soft skin, even more alluring than lingerie. The texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive that you'll both love the feel of them. Now leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. And she'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. Order today and save 25% when you use code NUDE. That's a 25% savings on a best-selling Valentine's Day gift. Now Pajamagram will even wrap the whole gift up for free. That's right, 25% off naturally nude pajamas and free gift packaging. Listen, if you missed out on this offer during Christmas, don't make the same mistake twice. Give her Naturally Nude Pajamas, but you need to order today because last year they sold out before Valentine's Day. Here's what you do. Go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com. Use code NUDE, N-U-D, and save 25% off your order of Naturally Nude Pajamas and tell them I sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese. This week, broadcasting live from Radio Row in Phoenix, WIP goes to AZ. Championship coverage brought to you by SEPTA, the Philly way to go, as Joe Gilio has joined us at the big table.
What's up, guys?
So I heard you're in a – they have you out – you're in peyote. You're out in like a
– I'm in the middle of nowhere.
Middle of nowhere?
Yeah. It's like it's a resort. It's cool. I mean, it's nice, but it's like a half hour from here.
Did you see Walter White?
All the houses over there look like the neighborhood in Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Felt like I was in Breaking Bad. But no, it turned out better than that so far. So far, so good.
All right. So now you got to come. You do your BetQL show out there. And now you got to come over to Radio Row for your show tonight.
Yeah. This is cool.
Yeah. I don't know. You may be the only person in here tonight at
when I'm done?
When you're done?
Probably.
Could be.
Hopefully they keep the lights on for me.
Yeah, it might be a couple other evening shows that are working
out. West Coast, yeah. You could have some West Coast afternoon drive shows. But, yep.
Oh, yeah, that's right. West Coast would be the afternoon drive, guys. Yeah, you're right.
They'll keep the lights on for us.
Yeah, I think you'll be good with power and et cetera. So, early in the week, how are you feeling about this game, Joe Gilio?
Pretty good. I mean, I feel great about the Eagles. It's just, you know, they're playing the Kansas City Chiefs. I feel like I was saying before when you guys went to break, I must have taken 25 calls last week saying that they are going to blow the Chiefs out. And I'm like,
Pat Mahomes isn't that good.
And, right. They're just that much better than everyone. And it's just hard to say that out loud. They're going to blow. Like, the Chiefs don't lose. I think the Chiefs haven't lost a single game by more than 4 points the entire season. I mean, they don't lose that. So I feel good. I think the Eagles are in a good spot. But this is going to be a tight game. I mean, it's the Chiefs on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a close game. I would not be surprised I wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles maybe won by more than a score, right? But like the Chiefs, at least in the playoffs so far, they've played tight games.
Sure.
And they've faced some good teams. I am a little bit concerned, and we'll probably talk about this more as the week gets going, but we really haven't seen the passing game in midseason form, like when we saw it and we're like, wow, like they can throw the ball. They're doing – haven't seen that. A lot of that was Jalen's injury slash you didn't need it last week.
Right.
But when they did try it, you know, they didn't have a lot of success with it.
Yeah, I mean, think about that pass last week to A.J. Brown where Jalen missed him, right? He was open, you know, maybe 35, 40 yards down the field. They need to hit those passes on Sunday to win the game. He can't miss those. I mean, the one thing I'm hoping for is I think last week was probably the toughest game for Hurts physically, right? Because there was no bye week. They played the Giants. He had to play the next week. Mm-hmm. We saw him against the Giants. I thought he threw the ball well against the Giants off a bye week. So I'm hoping he's – I attribute his accuracy issues last week to his shoulders banged up. I mean, but I think the bye week will help him be more like himself.
Man, the shoulder still is not. I mean,
feels like
maybe
it.
It's going to take the offseason for it to get back.
Yeah, I mean, you saw him last week. He ran around the left side. He took that hit and he got up and he was grimacing. I mean, I mean, none of us know exactly what's going on in there, but obviously it's still bothering him. So hopefully this 2 weeks helps and he feels more like himself.
Yeah. All right. Twitter questions today, sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Pick out a gift for $249 or more, and Mark's Jewelers is going to give you chocolates and a dozen roses.
Marks-Jewelers.com for details. You could use that for your wife.
Sure.
Video, if you're leaving them all week with kids and everything else.
Well, you're in the same boat.
Same with me. Eric in North Woods. Eric, go ahead, man. How are you? Text line's coming up in about 10 minutes or so. What's up?
Yeah. How you doing?
Eric, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. Listen, I had a couple of questions I wanted to ask Ike. When I'm in Arizona, looking to catch up with you guys. How long are y'all going to be on Radio Alley?
We are on Radio Row through Thursday's show,
yep.
Which is not
okay.
Open to the public, unfortunately, for the public.
Right. That's right. It's not like Minneapolis.
What?
Yeah,
it is not.
Like,
you would need to get past a dog and security. And
yeah.
Man. You had to come down to get me, man. Listen, I need two things from you, Ike.
Okay.
I need some Ike juice, man, because my brother never had Ike juice. We're here in Arizona now, and...
Hold up. Let me get the Ike juice for you.
I'm just drinking that Ike juice.
I mean, it's just a drink. I mean, like, I don't want to burst the bubble here, but it's just whatever your alcohol choice of drink is.
Yes.
It's nothing specific.
Or it doesn't have to be alcohol.
Well, because there's kids that listen to the show.
Yes.
Could be Capri Sun.
Well, I mean, yes. Well, could be.
Yeah. All right, Eric, what's your other request of Ike?
And Ike, do you know who the first black quarterback was that the Eagles had? The very first black quarterback.
The first very black quarterback. Randall?
No.
Who they had before Randall?
They had a guy named Walton.
Is that his first name or last name?
That was his last name. What's his first name?
What to Google it. All right, Eric, appreciate it. Yeah, I don't know. I am going to Google it.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on there.
I hadn't heard.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you going to go down and grab him now?
Like? Nah, I'm like, yeah,
go
I don't
grab
know.
Him from down.
I don't know. We haven't done a whole lot on it, and I kind of wanted to save it for this week, and I will get into it a little bit more this week when we get a little more time to talk about it as opposed to the end of the show. It is significant that this is the first time two African-American quarterbacks will face off in the Super Bowl. That should not be understated. It should be celebrated, and we all as football fans, we all as Americans should be happy that progress is being made there. Jalen Hurts is the seventh African-American quarterback to start in the Super Bowl. I think we got Doug Williams. We have Steve McNair, Donovan McNabb, Russell Wilson, Colin Kaepernick, Pat Mahomes, and Jalen Hurts. Those are the seven, I believe, right there that have started a game in the Super Bowl, and this will be the first time that you have two African-American quarterbacks facing off with each other. Obviously, the racial component there, it's sort of self-explanatory. I don't need to get deep into that, but I just look at how far the game has progressed, where there used to be a box and a stereotype put on African-American quarterbacks as to whether or not they're good enough to play the position, not only physically but from a mental standpoint and also from a leadership standpoint, being in that position. You know, the quarterback is the CEO of the football team, so to speak, the face of the franchise, the spokesman. And for many, many years, people didn't want that as the face of their franchise. So to see we've come a long way in that department, it's great to see. And we obviously know there's been plenty of other African-American quarterbacks that have played at this level. But to see progress is being made, the way that they play. And one of the things that's good about these two that are in there, I look at them as two different styles of quarterbacks that are playing the game. I love the fact that Patrick Mahomes can be an example of playing the quarterback position from the pocket, and being the guy that can beat you with his arms. And then Jalen, while he has the ability to beat you with his arm, he also poses the running threat. So there's the dual threat there, and it represents both styles of quarterback that you can win with, right? You got that being represented there, not to mention both of them are very smart from the neck up. So when they talk about being a triple threat, throwing the ball, being able to run, and then being able to beat you with their mind, you've heard Jalen say that over and over and over this year. He lives by that creed. It's something that should be celebrated. And to have these two guys as the guys that are there to represent that, could you ask for two better guys? When you think of character, how they carry themselves, you know, the players you want your kids to model themselves after. So these are two great examples.
They check all the boxes,
yes,
right?
Sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. And we should feel good. And I said this when talking with someone who asked me about this, the people in Chicago, when I did an interview with them, I was telling them about Justin Fields and everything. I'm like, with the Eagles, I feel proud because it's my organization. And the fact that the Eagles organization, whether you guys know it or not, they appeal to the African-American community and have for years because of Randall Cunningham, because of Donovan McNabb, because they gave Michael Vick an opportunity as the first team. So in the African-American community, there is a sense of pride and joy when we represent the Philadelphia Eagles because they seem to be at the forefront of having that as their quarterback. They have no problem with an African-American as their quarterback. And I think they've had more African-American start games at the quarterback position than any other franchise in the league. And that's something as we as Philadelphia Eagles fans should be proud of. And I know I definitely am, not only as a fan, but as an alumni of the team, to know that we're one of the teams that's like embraces that, have always embraced that element at the quarterback position. Yeah, so you should be proud as an Eagles fan.
Yeah, it's I don't think anybody could say it any better than you
did. I went longer
right
than I thought I was, but I got on the roll and I couldn't stop.
Well, it's as you said, we this is something that should be celebrated.
Yeah,
and both
of
these two dudes are as good as they come, and as good as they get.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yes, sir. One of them is ours.
And
that's
one of them is ours.
That's a good thing.
Joe Giglio might have been on board with the Hurts train before, especially me.
Yeah.
Which do you feel more proud about, Joe, Wentz or Hurts?
Hurts. At least it's a good thing for everybody.
There you go.
But Wentz puts you on the map.
Yeah, but I didn't want to be
back,
right.
Now you're back to measly Joe Giglio.
That didn't feel good to
read
this.
I make everyone upset every night. That wasn't what I wanted to do.
No, not at all.
No.
Not at all.
I got the text from Jack as he's driving home that he's not upsetting him. Stop it. It was kind of fun, but.
No, he used to get me driving home.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, this is more fun because it means the Eagles are winning. When I was right about Wentz, that means they were 4-11. That stunk.
Good point. Yeah, good point.
Before we mention Tom Brady, I think everybody would assume that he retires and he starts and he has a contract to work for Fox.
For a lot of money.
As the lead broadcaster. Yeah, 10 years, $37.5 million.
Well, we have similar deals here.
Or whatever.
Yeah, we're here every day.
Well, Tom Brady was on the herd today with Colin
Who was not here, by the way.
Oh, he's got his own setup, I think.
Like, oh, does he?
Yeah, not here.
Yeah. So not a radio row. Yeah, because Dan Patrick's out somewhere else.
Yeah,
there's
no way Collins with the
minions.
The
minions? No.
He's got Brady on the show. He's not hanging out with us.
Yeah, and Brady's not coming in here. He's taking the year off.
Awesome.
He's not going to.
After 23 years, I'm going to take a year off.
Did you hear the phrasing he used? It's a gap year for Tom Brady.
Was it a college student?
That's what I thought, too. He's taking a gap year.
Before he goes to earn $37 million?
Yeah.
He said he wants to take some time to learn and be great about what he does.
It's good.
Which isn't a bad idea.
It's good.
Which isn't a bad idea.
No, what that says is I'm not going to go out here and embarrass myself. Yeah.
Right.
Yes. That's basically which is a lot of us don't do that. You know, I mean, you sort of learn on the job. So what they wind up doing is during the offseason, he does a lot of simulated games where they'll give him a regular season game to call, and just let him voice over the call.
And they'll give you a play-by-play guy.
Yeah, with another play-by-play guy. Mm. So that's how you do the practice.
Yeah, they give you the dry copy, and you just do it. Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm sure watching a lot of games and hearing what the good broadcasters do and don't do.
Sure.
Like if he listens to Tony Romo right now, that's everything you don't want to do.
Well, he also knows he's going to be scrutinized more.
His focus is going to be on it.
People are going to pay attention.
Yeah,
it's Tom Brady.
Yep.
Seriously, it'd be like LeBron if he started to say, you know what, I'm going to be an NBA commentator.
Yeah, let's not do that.
What?
It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
Like, it's like it's Tom Brady, brother.
All right, we'll get to the Mark Cerise text line in a second. But listen, everybody's talking about QC Kinetics because people who have joint pain are getting real lasting relief without drugs and surgery. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in this exciting treatment. They're using highly concentrated healing agents from your own body to restore and repair damaged joint tissue. So if you have ongoing joint pain from arthritis or injury, you need to call QC Kinetics. And don't assume that steroids and surgery are your only option. Times have changed, and medicine has as well. No downtime. Stop taking pain meds. Discover this remarkable alternative that pro athletes have been using for years. QC Kinetics is making this amazing treatment option for you, for folks like you and me who are sick and tired of joint pain. So don't put it off any longer. Call today. They will get you in for an evaluation ASAP. Call now, 215-999-3000. 215-999-3000. Don't wait. QC Kinetics, 215-999-3000. So that means Greg Olsen will have another year as the number one. And he's actually – now, everybody loves Greg Olsen.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah, he has been good.
I mean, it's a good thing for Fox, right, because he's a really good two once they put
Brady
in.
Yeah, exactly. And they need that.
Yeah, they do.
They need that. Yeah, so it actually is good for
Fox. Did you hear the quote from Mark Sanchez? Because Sanchez is kind of like the two or the three right now.
Right.
And he's like, once again, Tom Brady ruining my career. it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Because he'll be bumped down to three.
Yeah,
four.
And he probably likes – he does a little more college too, right?
Yeah.
He gets to do a little more
college
stuff.
Actually, he's pretty good too.
Yeah, he gets to do a little more college stuff, yeah.
He's
yeah,
better broadcaster than he was a quarterback. That's
Well, that's for sure, yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Well, Matt, I think he's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
Mark Sanchez. All right, let's
– all those guys, even Leinart.
Leinart is pretty good in the studio.
They do a good job with the college stuff,
yeah.
Yeah, I watch them. Yeah, they do a good job with the college stuff. I'm a Fox – oh, can I – am I allowed to say I'm a Fox guy when it comes to, to college football?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, you said it already, so it's over now.
Well, yeah. Rod's sitting here next to me. I'm like, hold on, am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, we could say it.
I don't know.
Yeah, you could say it. Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by Bud Light. Join WIP and Bud Light at the Fillmore for the Super Bowl Sunday tailgate with Mike and Merrill synced up for the game. Details at thefillmorephilly.com. Text line.
Text line.
I know everyone's a little busy right now, but if I can get Howard's contact info so that we can finalize the details for the hot dog cart next week, that would be great. Thanks. Hashtag the king in his cart. Stott from Delco.
Jack, any information on that?
Well, you know what's funny is that, like, you know, when people start believing in the Sixers, start believing in the Phillies, like, Howard's quick the crap all over it and saying, like, hey, I got, sure, I'll meet you at the parade. It doesn't happen with the Eagles.
Yes, that's accurate.
Yeah,
it's a much, there's a much mocking, different tone. To
he's not the, mocking the fan base like he usually does for the other teams.
Yeah,
is that what that's about?
It's like whenever, like, you know, people are excited about the other team.
Okay,
he's like,
okay.
Yeah, see at the parade.
Okay. Okay.
Meanwhile, the Eagles, you know, he's
on board. Yeah,
he's actually going to be there at the parade. Yeah. It's just, you know, it's disappointing.
Now, Arthur was online today. He didn't hold long enough, but Arthur was trying to meet up with us for a drink. I wonder if Howard is going to meet up with Arthur.
It's a good question.
Sure. Well, they're good close friends.
Yes. So we'll see. We'll see if we can find Arthur before the end of this week. What's next, Tucker?
Who requested a trade? Daryl in South Jersey.
Yeah, Furkan. What is the reasoning behind it again, Jack?
Probably not enough playing time.
Not playing. That's what I assumed. Yeah.
I would imagine. He needs a bigger role. Yeah.
What's the contract he's making?
I don't know. This is also the second time he's requested out. Remember, he tried this a couple years ago,
and they just couldn't possibly part with him unless they were getting maximum compensation.
I mean, it can't be more than $5 million for Furkan.
I would hope not. All right. What's next?
I can't wait to dominate these media members at Rock, Paper, Scissors tonight. Nick on his way to Media Night.
Yeah, Media Night. It is at 8 o'clock Eastern time, so look for Elliott Shore Parks. Jack, you'll be over there?
For a little bit, and then we're going to dinner.
Are you
going
to challenge him to Rock, Paper, Scissors?
I don't even know if Nick's going to be talking by the time if I'm still there. But I'm sure he's going to have something for people tonight.
So I think they put the biggest names up on the podium, and then the other guys are just around.
They probably got about seven or eight guys. They're going to put, like, Brandon,
Jaylen,
Fletcher, Jaylen, Slay.
Right.
You're going to put the talkers up there.
Right.
AJ, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Not Devonta.
I don't know.
Will Mailata be down so he can sing?
Miles will be up there.
No, I think Mailata's probably going to ask questions.
Like, Jason might be the only offensive lineman up there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed.
Mylotta seems like the guy that would go around asking other
questions,
players questions.
Yes.
Yeah,
give him the
mic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like you did.
Yeah.
By the way, I saw your good close friend, Frank Caliendo, walking around.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I want to see if you're going to snub him. Yeah, snub him
really?
Again.
There you go. Just like snub, Frank.
You snubbed him, man. He's going for a handshake, and he's walked away.
And you're real bad. I should bring that up to
you. You're all over Mad TV. Yep.
So he's Furkan's making $5 million this year.
Yeah.
And he has next year, he's set to earn 5.3.
Tell you what, not a bad gig.
I mean, what's he complaining about?
Yeah, seriously.
He's making a lot of money.
Why would you want to play?
Why would you want to play?
Why would you want to play?
He's a competitor?
No, I'm just kidding.
Because it's fun to play?
Yeah, it probably would be more fun if
It's also fun to get $5 million to sit on the
bench.
That's
true. That's true. But he already has that guaranteed to him.
Yep. Might as well play in the meantime.
Yeah, might as well get you some run in.
He's not even 26 yet.
Oh, there's still a lot of
He's ready to start being a part of a rotation.
Would you trade Furkan for Ben?
No.
Would you trade Furkan for Ben?
It's my favorite. Currently, my favorite thing is to watch Nets media and fans
on social media realize
what we knew long ago,
yep.
which was this ain't working out for you guys.
By the way, he was just ruled out again tonight with the knee injury.
This is the knee soreness?
Yep.
Yeah, they might be getting ready to trade him.
Well, there was a report today he has no trade value.
Giving contracts for him, what are you giving up of real value?
I agree.
Yeah, he's no value.
Yeah, no value. Yeah, you're just swapping dead weight for dead weight. Yeah, but if I'm the Nets, I wouldn't mind getting him. You know what, though? He is still young enough that you're like, am I really giving up a 25-year-old, 26-year-old?
Well, I think unfortunately for him, this was supposed to be exactly what he needed, which was there was no pressure for him to score, and then he can be Mr. Defense, and he can do all the other stuff.
Yeah.
And he hasn't really had an impact.
No.
At all.
But he can't get them all on the court either.
No.
They all go. Problem is that both guys have been injured or out at some point, so that calls for Ben to have to score.
Yep.
And that's where he gets exposed that he's not a scorer.
Yeah, that scoring.
Yeah, with no Kyrie there, who else is going to score now?
No
Claxton.
No. Dude. Nick Claxton was the face of the promo for the next nationally televised Nets game.
That's when you know it's bad.
Yeah. Nick Claxton? Yeah. He's a rim running center. Although, for our purposes, Cam Thomas had 44 last game. So,
well, there you go.
Jump on that trend.
Jump on that.
All right, any more, Tucker?
This guy just backed his car into me, yelling into the phone, 1, 2, 3, and out. 1, 2, 3, and out. Unbelievable. Mark in Modco.
He was backing up today. I don't think that was a turn signal. I think that was the tracker on this.
Well, I thought it was the seatbelt.
That was the seatbelt. That was not backing up. That's a seatbelt sound. And we're talking about Herb. Herb has this sound, and it sounded like when you're driving without your seatbelt on. It didn't sound like
the
beep when you're backing up in a commercial truck or van is a much different sound than what Herb had today on the phone.
Yep.
And we were yelling at him. He's going, all right, all right, all right.
1, 2, 3 now.
So I think he was trying to get the seatbelt around his torso. And
which
he
is hard to do.
Which is hard to do, and he was probably reaching
his torso. You know what we're talking about.
Also, I mean, poor guy found out his girlfriend passed away today, too.
He did, his 95-year-old girlfriend. That he hasn't seen in 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Herb.
Yeah, way to check up on her.
Poor Herb.
Very caring.
Yeah, Jack had to break the news that she passed away on the air. Poor Herb. All right, any more, Tuck?
There's no catching advantage on Sunday. I'm going to smoke that dork. Andy trying to find barbecue in Arizona.
Huh?
It was supposed to be a coaching advantage. It said
I didn't know what the hell catching meant. I wondered, am I missing something here?
Sometimes they go over my head anyway.
Yeah, I thought I was missing something. There's no coaching advantage.
Catching advantage.
All right.
Yeah. Donovan Chestnut.
All right. Let's go to finish up with some phone calls. Bill, Don.
Some phone calls.
So let's, Don, make these quick so we get everybody in. Don in Northeast Philly. Don.
Can you hear me?
Don, go ahead. How are you?
I'm good. All right. So ESP drove me nuts today, so I want to do an impression. So, Ike, imagine it's 2004. You're in the huddle. The Patriots are about to come out on the field. This is what you hear. All right, boys, we've been working for this all year. We're at the Super Bowl. And, yeah, that's Tom Brady and Bill Belichick across the line. But doggone it, if we lose,
That's okay.
He went doggone it. Justin in Tennessee. Yeah.
You know, Dog's not going for that.
No.
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing?
Feller!
What's up, Justin?
Man, I just got off work. I've been sitting here on the porch listening to you. Man, y'all doing a heck of a job out there.
You sipping on some sweet
These
tea?
These boys don't know what a porch is, man.
Of course I do.
Well, no, I ain't sipping on no sweet tea yet, but I'm going to. Man, does
you
going
to go down the cellar I don't know, get some moonshine?
No, man, the previous caller took the words right out of my mouth, man. I don't care if it's Andy, Bill Belichick, you can dig up Chuck Knoll or Don Shula. I don't want to lose to nobody. I don't want to lose in the regular season, the playoffs, or the Super Bowl. It's never okay, especially in the Super Bowl. You know, I wasn't expecting this team to make it to the Super Bowl, but they're there, and I want to win the damn thing.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'll call back tomorrow when I got a little more time. Y'all got more people to get to. I love you, boys. I mean it. Have a good
one. All right, you too. Justin, we actually
good-n.
Don't
have, good-n.
Have any more to get to.
That's a good one right there. Have a good one.
Have a good one. He hasn't used that one. No,
that's a new repertoire.
Yeah,
you know, great players, great callers. They always find a way to reinvent themselves. Yeah. And I think that's what's happening right now.
All right. Well, Joe Giglio is coming up next.
Oh, he's got his vegan food.
What is he eating over there?
It looks like a fake chicken sandwich.
It's an Impossible Burger.
Yeah. And fries.
They're probably fake fries too.
Yep. Big fraud.
Giglio's coming up next. We will talk to everybody tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Live from Phoenix. Everybody have a good night. Jack, stay out of trouble tonight.
Yep, you too.
Although I'll probably see you.
We'll be together
tonight. All right. Everybody have a good evening. Giglio's coming up next live from Phoenix. See ya. Hey, listen, if this cold winter that we've endured hasn't convinced you to replace your drafty inefficient windows and doors, then maybe my good friends at Guided Door and Window can help by giving you one more month to do so at their best prices of the year. If you haven't taken advantage of Guided's big winter sale, do it right now. This is your last chance. End of February, folks. 40% off every window and door that you buy. That's 40% off each expertly installed energy-efficient replacement window, which also includes free high-performance low-E glass. And how about 40% off any high-quality door? That includes insulated entry doors, sliding patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. And buy now, pay later with Guidus interest-free financing or their low monthly payment plans. I'm going to be getting my new windows installed after the big game, I got an email with my energy bill this month, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And I know the prices are up, but still, this is going to help, and I can't wait to see how much it's going to help. But if you need new windows and doors right now, do it with Guided Door and Window. Call them today to schedule a free in-home estimate. 877-GO-GUIDA. These are the best discounts of the year. 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.